world without disease, starvation, violence, and suffering is the ultimate destination of humanity. Getting there will require voters to base their decisions on statistical cost-benefit analyses. The power of numbers can make utopia a reality. Think by numbers, because numbers don't lie.
Voters see corporate welfare programs as a good place to cut government spending. 15% of likely U.S. voters think the federal government should continue to provide funding for foreign countries to buy military weapons from U.S. companies. 70% oppose this funding to promote U.S. arms sales. 15% are undecided about it. If you'd like to see the survey question wording, go out to our website at thinkbynumbers.org. Now, voters are more closely divided on the topic of farm subsidies. The U.S. government typically provides more than $20 billion a year in crop and farm subsidies, and 37% of voters feel those subsidies should continue. But a plurality, 46%, thinks those subsidies should be ended, while 17% more are not sure. Similarly, the federal government's Export-Import Bank provides billions of dollars in loans and loan guarantees to companies like Boeing and General Electric. The stated purpose is to sustain American jobs by financing U.S. export. But just 29% of voters believe the government should continue to provide loans and loan guarantees to help finance export sales for large corporations. Again, a plurality of 46% opposes loans and loan guarantees for this purpose. 25% are undecided. Thanks for listening. Go to thinkbynumbers.org for links, infographics, and more information. And don't believe everything you think.